I am Lila Grace Yidza Young. I'm 28 and I live in Portland, Oregon.
Sound very scared right now.
I'm a little nervous.
Okay. And just feel free, if you don't want to answer it, that's fine too. So, where were you? I don't know if I want to start with where you were born. Let's start with, tell me about where you grew up.
I grew up in a little suburb of Portland in the West Hills, kind of part of unincorporated Washington County. And the first house I remember living in was about a quarter mile from the house I really grew up in. And it was like a one-story kind of single-family house with a yard. And then when I was in second grade, we moved up to a bigger house, even though it was still just me and my mom's. And that's where I grew up.
Can you tell me a little bit about your childhood? What was that like?
I had an interesting childhood, I think. I grew up with gay parents in the 2000s, so that was different than literally everyone else I knew. I spent a lot of my childhood at school or at aftercare or before care or during the summer at summer camps because both my parents worked full-time jobs. One of my moms is a nurse and she worked at OHSU for a number of years. And my other mom is a data analyst and she worked for a period at Mentor Graphics and then at Conway. And for most of my childhood and adulthood, she's worked at Banfield doing their data analytics. So, and I'm an only child, and so I played a lot with myself.
Okay, say that again. So you're an only child.
I'm an only child. I played a lot with myself in terms of I just didn't have a lot of friends. I went to a very, very small school for most of my elementary and middle school, so I hung out with the kids there, but didn't really hang out a lot after school with them.
So you were a single child, like, and you spent a lot of time on your own. I was wondering, at what point did you start asking, like, where you were born?
I don't think I ever really asked that question. I think my parents were pretty open with me about being adopted from China from when I was really, really little, mostly because it was very obvious that I did not belong to them biologically. For multiple reasons. One, they were both white, and two, they were both women. So not general, it wasn't possible at the time for me to be related.
At what age did you realize you were adopted?
I think I've always known. My parents were very open with me about it, and I was adopted. I was brought to the States when I was 14 months old, so I couldn't talk, and my parents told me that when I was younger, I used to have nightmares and complain about how loud the orphanage was. I don't remember this now, but that's what I was when I was younger. So I remembered when I was young enough, the orphanage. So I've always known.
Did you say you remembered the orphanage?
When I was really, really little, like 3 or 4, I think is what my parents told me. But as a conscious adult, I don't have any memories of it.
And what did they tell you about your adoption?
They did not tell me a lot. They told me I was left at the orphanage when I was 2 weeks old. And I can't remember if they told me it was like for any specific reason. And that's pretty much what they told me when I was growing up.
And did you ask a lot of questions?
Not particularly about why. I was very resistant sometimes to change. So when we were moving from my first house to my second house, I was not happy about that because I didn't like change. And then I remember saying, I want to go back home. And they said, you are home. And I said, no, I want to go back to China. And I remember saying that a couple of times when I was a kid.
Without even knowing what that meant, it seems like, right?
Yeah, and it was mostly kind of a jab at my parents, being like, this isn't my real home, like, you're not my real parents, because I was mad and angry about moving and having to change where I lived.
Can you say that again? It was kind of a jab.
It was kind of a jab at my parents for change, because I was not a huge fan of change.
I think a lot of us can relate to it. And, you know, when you're mad at your parents or something, you'll say, I wish I were adopted, you know? And I don't think most kids understand what that means. Did you know what it meant to be adopted?
I think, yes. I understood that I didn't come from my parents and that they brought me here. And so I would say, sometimes as a child, you're not my real mom, to hurt them, because I was angry as a child for multiple whatevers it was, whether or not I didn't get what I really wanted for dinner, or if for whatever reason.
Yeah, I think a lot of people can relate to that. This keeps shorting in and out. Let's see. Test, test, test. Now I got one channel. That's weird. Okay. So I'm wondering, you had to balance both being adopted and being the only child of lesbian parents. So that was a lot to juggle for you.
Yeah. Oftentimes if I went to a summer camp, I would lie till the other campers be like, when they're like, oh, what does your dad do? I would just tell them what the more masculine of my two mothers would do, because I didn't want to have to explain that not only were my parents white, but I also didn't have a dad. I had two moms, because that was a lot for 8-year-old Lila to handle at once with social anxiety.
You should write a book. That's just me as a side note. Did your moms try to incorporate, you know, your cultural heritage?
They sure tried, and I was very resistant. They put me in Chinese lessons when I was 5, and I went along with it for a while, but I was still just very resistant, wasn't a huge fan of the idea. I kind of didn't want anything to do with, like, Chinese heritage or anything, because I just wanted to fit in with all the other kids. I grew up in a predominantly white neighborhood, white schools. I think I was one of 3 Asian kids at my school of 100. And actually only one of 2 Asian kids in my class of like 30. So they tried, and eventually they gave up because I was very strong-willed as a child. They couldn't really make me do anything I didn't want to.
So at what point did you try to learn more about birth? I mean, have you ever tried to learn about your birth parents or your birth?
A little bit, not too much, just because I know there's not a lot out there. I did 23andMe a really long time ago. I want to say when I was in my early 20s, and kind of in hopes of finding a first or second degree relative, but knowing it was also a long shot because the government of China is not super thrilled about all of the lost children that they had from the one-child policy. And also just knowing that there's still a lot of fear of, like, being discovered, even though the law is no longer in place, just any possible repercussions from that. So there have been times where I've tried and I've joined Facebook groups and I've tried, but I never really put a lot of effort. It was more of passive, like, if it happens, cool. If it doesn't, I don't want to get my hopes up.
So did you find, before we get into that, what is something that you would want to know about your birth family?
Who I look like. All of my friends have always talked about.
You started with what I'd like to.
What I'd like to know about my birth family is who I look like more. Because a lot of my friends are like, oh, I look like my mom, I look like my dad, or like, oh, I look like my grandparents. But for me, it's always been a very big mystery of, like, I don't know if I look more like my mom or my dad, or if I have siblings, who gave me ADHD, because that would be cool to know. which of my parents is tall, if not both of them. Because I'm 5'9", which is very, very tall for a Chinese woman or Chinese person, generally speaking. So that would be, I think those are the things I would like to know most.
Yeah, and especially like which part of China, because, you know, it's been my experience that northern Chinese are taller, you know, and the further north you get. So it would be interesting. And also for genetics, right?
Yeah, the 23andMe I did pretty much pinpointed me to the province I was adopted out of, which is the Jiangsu province. And the orphanage I went to was the Yangzhou Social Welfare Center. And that region is, I feel like, mid to northern coast-ish of China. So that's just kind of what I'm assuming where I got my height from. But even people there were shocked that I was tall.
How did you feel about your mom's, you know, and adoption? What are your feelings about them now regarding that?
I think the only thing I wished was if I had had a sibling some of the time growing up, because it was very isolating, especially with them both working full-time jobs. I didn't really see them a lot as a kid, especially over the summer. I would get to summer camps at like 7 a.m. and leave at 6 p.m. I was always the first and always the last to leave. I think that's one of the things. And otherwise, I think my parents just did their best with a very resistant child. I didn't want to do a lot of stuff that they wanted me to do. When I was 5, my parents wanted me to play soccer, and I did it. And then I quit by throwing my cleats at my mom and saying, if you want to play soccer so bad, why don't you play? In my defense, I needed glasses, and they did not know that at the time, so I could not see anything.
What is your relationship with your moms now?
We have a really good relationship. I don't talk to them all the time just because my life is very busy with work and trying to figure out grad school. But we do text and chat on the phone. I would say I have a pretty good relationship with them. We can talk about things that are harder now to talk about than they would have been when I was a teenager. I've gone to a lot of therapy to get there, which they are thankfully paying for, because they are aware that that's part of the reason I'm in therapy is because I'm adopted, which was their choice. So that's, I'm very thankful to have parents who are understanding.
Would you say I've gone through a lot of therapy?
I've gone through a lot of therapy.
Your volume gets increased when you say I've, for some reason. Oh. I don't know. Do you think about what your life would have been like had you not been adopted?
I did when I was growing up a lot more than I do now as an adult. I think when I was younger, I thought about what schooling would have been like if I was in China, and what career I would have chosen if I was in China, and how that would have differed from where I went living in America. Because in America, I was the artsy kid. I did a lot of theater camps. I was really involved with theater at my high school, and I ended up getting my undergraduate degree in theater. But I don't think that would have been the case if I was in China. I probably would have gone straight into a STEM field, more than likely, which I am in now as an adult, but it took a long path to get here. I think would have been shortened if I had been in China.
What is the thing that you wish that you could tell your biological parents?
I'm doing okay. And they shouldn't worry that...
Can you start with one of the things I'd like to...
One of the things I'd like them to know is that I'm doing okay. And it sucks that they gave me up, but they probably had a really good reason, and I've got a pretty good life for me in America.
And if there's one thing that you could change about your childhood or how you were raised, you know, tell me about what that would be.
I think I wish my parents had pushed a little harder for me to learn more about my heritage when I was older and not forced it when I was quite as young, so I'd be more open to it. Because now I kind of feel like I don't have culture. I kind of take from other cultures, but I don't feel like I connect a lot with the Chinese traditions and cultures.
How do you feel like you want to learn that now? How much do you want to learn about your own culture?
I think it'd be something cool to learn in the future, maybe when I'm in my 30s. But right now I've got a lot on my plate with work and grad school applications that it's not really a priority in my life.
So when you say that you'd like to learn in your 30s, are you describing like perhaps doing an actual trip and search for birth parents?
I think a trip back to China would be really cool in my 30s. I don't know if I'm ever going to really do a birth parent search just because I know the chances are so slim, especially because I was so little when I was left at the orphanage. And there's also a big possibility that like my parents aren't even in China anymore, or if they're not even alive, because I don't even know how old they were or what they did for work. So it's possible that they've already died. So I don't want to get my hopes up for nothing and to be sad.
Yeah, that makes sense. But you did find somebody within your family. Can you tell me sort of the circumstances and how all that happened?
Yeah, I did meet my fifth cousin on 23andMe. I was getting ready to help out at a really big adoption event with a local organization called BIPOC Adoptees. And I got a message on 23andMe asking if I was the same person who was helping with a workshop that this organization was hosting. And I said yes. And it turned out it was my fifth cousin who was messaging me on 23andMe. And she grew up near me. And we've lived miles apart for most of our lives. And we just didn't know about it until 23andMe.
And you're for sure that you are connected. What's a fifth cousin?
That's an excellent question. I have no idea. Someone who's, I think, connected by like our fourth great grandparents, I think, roughly.
And because you did do 23andMe, DNA is confirmed.
Yeah. Yeah, they are pretty accurate with the DNA connections. Fifth cousin is pretty distant, but it's also the most family I've literally ever had who's related to me in any way, so I'll take it.
And what is her name?
Her name is Lily.
Which is interesting that you're Lila. Were you born with the name Lila?
No, so the name the orphanage gave me was Yitza, which is now part of my middle name. My name is actually broken up into two parts. I have the first part that's my American name, which is Lila Grace, which is the middle name my adoptive parents gave me. And then the second half of my name is Yitza Yang, which is the name the orphanage gave me.
You know what Yitza means?
Something to do with rain.
I guess I'll ask Lily, but do you know why she was named Lily?
I do not.
So the orphanage probably gave her that name too?
I believe her adoptive parents gave her that name.
It's just too similar, you know?
Yes, her name is spelled differently than mine because mine's Lila and hers is, I think, Lilie, or with there's two L's.
Oh, okay.
It's an IE name.
Okay.
So it's similar in sound but different spelling.
Yeah. Do you have more
questions?
Okay. No. So if you were to tell another adoptee, especially a younger adoptee, any kind of advice, what kind of advice would you give?
Don't force yourself to accept or talk about things you're not comfortable talking about yet. You're going to be more comfortable talking about your adoption when you get older. So don't make yourself do it before you're ready, because otherwise it's going to be much more difficult when you're older, because you'll have a lot of resentment.
What would you tell adoptive parents?
Don't push your kids. Let your kids express whatever feelings they need to express. Don't take things they say too personally, because a lot of the time it's coming out of anger and frustration for not knowing who or where they come from. And don't force them to talk about their adoption if they don't seem ready, because that's gonna land them in a lot more therapy than they're already going to have. And it might mean they're never gonna be ready to talk about it with you. And that relationship is really important to keep.
You know, kids can be so cruel. And I was wondering, when, at what point did you look in the mirror and realize that you were Asian or Chinese?
I was 16.
Can you describe what that moment was like?
I don't think it was ever really one moment. It kind of came from a culmination of me trying to fit into the high school I was going to, which was much larger than my small private school, and realizing that the current beauty trends or anything didn't look the same on me as it did like my peers or even my best friend who's white because I looked Asian. I never thought growing up that people would be like, people would stop me when I was younger and be like, oh, are you Korean? Oh, are you Chinese? And I'd be like, no, why would you even think that? I don't look Asian at all. And then when I was in high school, I was 16-ish, and I realized I actually do look Asian. Albeit, apparently, I still look very Korean, and I cannot for the life of me figure out why. But I look Asian nonetheless, and I think part of that may be from the growing media representation of Asian people, because I didn't really have a lot of them growing up.
You know, you could be Korean Chinese. It's not like they didn't intermingle, you know? So there are Japanese, like Taiwanese is kind of a mixture of Japanese and Chinese and the indigenous people that lived there during that time. So it's not like, you know, it's all monolithic. So there could be parts of you. I don't know, did the 23andMe identify any of that?
It did at first, and then when they got more data, they were like, oh, just kidding, you're fully Chinese.
Oh, okay.
So I'm like very solidly Chinese going back several generations.
Yeah, I need to do the DNA test again, because mine, you know, I think there's more people doing it now, you know, but when I did it, it's like, oh, you could be somewhere in East Asia.
Yeah. At one point, it told me I was like 8% Korean, and then the database updated, they got more samples, and they're like, no, you're just like really Chinese.
That's awesome. So I'm a little surprised, though, that you were 16 and didn't, and that's when you had that epiphany about being Chinese. What about when you were a little kid and you looked in the mirror?
I don't think I looked in mirrors a lot as a kid. I was a very shy kid, and I did not love the way I looked in. I didn't love taking pictures of myself. I didn't like looking at myself in the mirror a lot, so I just didn't really do it.
So it's kind of, I mean, is there a term like dysphoria or something where you just don't recognize it at first?
I definitely know I dissociated through a lot of my childhood. For trauma reasons, just because adoption is a trauma, just being displaced from your biological family and then again displaced from the orphanage, it was a lot on my system. And if you look at pictures of me when my parents had first got me, there is no one home in that little baby brain. The eyes are empty. And so a lot of my childhood is missing from memory, just because I dissociated through a lot of it.
And I'm wondering too if that was part of the trauma of being adopted, and even though you may not have known about it, you felt it, you know? Do you think that there are feelings in there that you're still coming to terms with?
Absolutely. I have been working through this some with my therapist, but he's not an adoption specialist, but I definitely know there are a lot of feelings and things that happen at that young age that affect you developmentally throughout the rest of your life, just because that's such a malleable age. So I know a lot of the trauma things I experience now are not necessarily things I could ever undo through psychotherapy or any other sort of therapeutic option, because they're so early on that it's nearly impossible to remember them consciously.
Have you talked to your moms about any of this?
A little bit. I talked to one of my moms about adoption stuff more than the other, just because my mom, who's a data analyst, her and I are not very emotionally close. We get uncomfortable talking about our feelings with each other. We do it when we have to at this point, but we've never been that close emotionally. My nurse mom and I talk a little bit more personally about emotions and like my relationships and all of that. So we've talked a bit about my dissociating through childhood.
It must be really hard for them to hear it too.
I think it's hard, but at the same time, I think they both understand that it's not anything they did besides starting a family. And I think it comforts them knowing that I don't resent them for any of it. And I turned out pretty okay. So I don't think they're too hard on themselves about it.
Do you know the specific orphanage?
Yeah, it is the Yangzhou Social Welfare Center. We actually went back when I was 11, which I personally think was too young for me to go back. I think it was more of a trip for my parents. But I remember going back and literally wanting to leave with a child because I wanted a sibling so bad. I don't remember a lot about the trip because I'm pretty sure I blocked out most of it from my memory because it was a lot for a little 11-year-old brain. It was 2007, so it was right before the Beijing Olympics, so everything was a little bit chaotic.
How long were you there?
Don't remember. I think roughly a week. We traveled a lot through a lot of China. We went to Xi'an before the earthquake and went to the Panda Reserve. We went to Shanghai. I think we started in Beijing. And then it was a big tour group, so we all kind of split off at one point to go visit our like orphanages and hometowns.
So it was an adoptee group?
Yeah. Full of young adoptees who were probably too young to be on the trip.
Do you know, did you hang out with other adoptees when you were growing up?
Not a lot. My parents were part of a group called FCC, which was Families with Children from China. And I had a couple of friends from there that we'd hang out a couple times a year, but not in like my everyday life.
It sounds like though your parents were really trying to incorporate like heritage in your background and other adoptees, and were actively, you know, trying to help.
Yeah, and they tried, and I was just a very resistant and stubborn child who didn't want to deal with any of this at the time.
Well, also, like you said, perhaps it was just too early.
Yeah, I think that's a lot of it. I don't think I was really ready to start talking about or addressing any of this till I was older. Definitely not until I was in high school.
Do you ever think about what it would be like to meet your birth mom?
I did when I was younger, probably pre-high school, but not as much anymore. I think my main concern when I was younger was I wouldn't be able to communicate with her because I don't speak Chinese. Not for lack of trying as I've gotten older, but it just never stuck. When I've tried, I studied Japanese for 10 years, and so my brain just kind of reverts to that language, even though they are very different.
Yeah. Oh, so you're able to speak Japanese?
Rudimentary Japanese. I'm fluent enough to get around Japan without an issue, but not fluent enough to hold a conversation.
Yeah. I don't know. I think that if you were in a Chinese environment for like even like a couple of months, you would pick it up. Because you have to, you know.
Yeah, I just think that would be a lot on my system to be full on. I don't know where I am. I don't speak the language. Everyone assumes I do speak the language. And having to explain to a bunch of Chinese people that I was a girl from the 90s who was given up because of, probably because of the one child policy is a lot.
So when in later life, I mean, it feels to me like you accept being Asian, being Chinese, being adoptee. Is that a correct assumption?
That is correct. I definitely am more accepting of myself, and I no longer lie to my peers when I meet them about having a father, which is a big, big step for me.
How long did you lie to people?
Until I was in high school.
But when people came up to you in your childhood, up until you were in high school, you didn't know why they were telling you that you were Chinese. I'm wondering the reactions that people, other Asians, give you. Is there, do you feel that there's acceptance or there's an expectation? What is it like when Asian people, hanging out with Asian people now, especially like maybe Chinese speaking people?
I actually don't hang out with a lot of Chinese-speaking people. Most of my Asian friends are not Chinese. A lot of them are Korean or Japanese. And I don't know if that's because Portland just has a smaller Chinese population and a larger Japanese and Korean population, or just because that's just where I am. So the people who I do know who are Chinese, who speak Chinese, have been very chill about it. No one's been super weird about it as an adult or even growing up, really. I've never really felt different, except for the fact I can't always relate when they talk about their childhood growing up, about having tiger moms or any of that. I can't relate to any of that.
So your parents were not like hovering it at all?
No, they did the exact opposite. They just kind of let me do my own thing, which stressed me out a lot because I felt like I wasn't being asked enough of, or I felt like my parents didn't necessarily, not that they didn't necessarily care, but it felt like they weren't pressuring me in the same way as even some of my like white peers to like get straight A's, because I wasn't getting straight A's. So I felt like I had to pressure myself to be a lot better rather than my parents.
How is it to talk about being adopted with your parents now?
We don't do it a lot, just because I don't talk about it a lot, generally speaking. I'll talk about it if it comes up, but it's a lot easier now than it was when I was little.
Will you share this interview with them?
I probably won't tell them about it, but if they stumble across it, I'm not going to lie to them.
Well, maybe when you hear it, you'll have a different reaction. Is there anything I appreciate you doing this because I know it's really difficult for you. It's not something that is casual conversation. And I think it takes a lot of strength to do that, Lila. I would love to give you the opportunity to say anything that you want as far as final thoughts or any kind of, feelings that you are having.
I think if you're going to adopt a kid from another country, you should really think about your motivations behind it. If it's because you think you're saving the child from to bring them to a better life, that's probably not the right reason to adopt a child, because it's extremely traumatizing on the child. If you're doing it because you truly want to start a family because you actively cannot have children of your own and are going to love that child as your own, even if you have your own biological children or other like white children, especially if you are a white family, really think about your motives before adopting a child from a third world country, because you are in for a long haul and that kid is going to need the best parents possible in order to survive.
What are your views on transnational adoption now?
I'm not a huge fan of it because it's so traumatizing for the child. And a lot of parents will focus on, I wanted a family. It was about me, instead of I wanted a family. And now I get to care and help this child become an adult and help them through this very traumatic experience. I'm not a huge fan of transnational adoptions now as an adult.
And do you think most adoptees that you've met have the similar views?
No, I think it very much so varies. I've met multiple adoptees who are like, I want to adopt kids. And I'm like, great. And I've met really lovely white people who are like, I want to adopt kids from another country. I'm like, cool, educate yourself first. And so I think some adoptees don't necessarily see it as an issue, but I know there are a lot of us out there who are very much so against adoption.
Do you know adoptees who have adopted?
I don't think I know any personally who have adopted.
I'm just kind of curious about that. What do you think about other Asians adopting Asian, you know, babies? Or children, I don't want to say babies.
I think it's okay as long as they are open with the child that they are adopted. But I think it is better because they'll at least still be in that same cultural environment. But the parents also need to be very mindful with how they raise that child.
When you look at yourself, do you think you look Asian?
I do now. I do now, yeah.
But
I definitely didn't when I was like 12.
That's just interesting to me, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. It just kind of happened one day where I was like, I actually am Asian and I look Asian, and that's just that. I don't fully understand what makes a lot of people think I look Korean over making me look Chinese, but you know, at least they got the right continent.
You keep coming back to that. But it feels like there's a sense of acceptance for you. Am I correct in that? I mean, tell me how you feel.
Yeah, I've pretty much accepted my identity as a transnational adoptee who grew up in Portland.